Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is evidence of great political abuse. I'm not now talking about January 6th, though there was lots of evidence of lots of abuse on January 6th. We will get to that in a moment. I'm talking about right now, in the midst of primaries that are still being conducted, there's a piece by Karl Rove that dramatizes and expands something that I called to your attention yesterday. This is an amazing development. It says why Democrats are funding the GOP fringe. And it's a column in which Karl Rove points out that fringe GOP candidates who are struggling in primaries are getting temporary aid from unusual allies. Democrats are spending tens of millions of dollars on ads in Republican primaries depicting and favoring the more radical contenders. Why? Because they want them to win. Why do they want the more radical contenders to win? Because they think they're going to be easier to beat. They talk about their support in Illinois for a candidate for governor named Bailey. And his name is State Senator Darren Bailey. He's a freshman legislator from a downstate district of farms and forests along the Indiana border. Without major cities or media coverage, the GOP's best chance to win statewide is a nominee who renews the party's strength in the northern suburbs while still attracting support from downstate Republican strongholds, and then gets more votes in Chicago than GOP candidates normally get. To deny Mr. Irvin, and Mr. Irvin is the favored candidate for the nomination, the Democrats are spending far more depicting Mr. Bailey as a strong conservative than Mr. Bailey is spending on his own campaign. In other words, if you are living in Colorado, which has primaries coming up, if you are living in Illinois, if you are living in various parts of the country, there are all of these examples of the Democrats putting forward money to support candidates they believe will ruin the Republican Party. Now, that's not only a dirty trick. I actually know someone who went to jail for something similar. I'm not kidding. It was during the 1980s, may have been early 90s, but there was a senator from California, a United States senator named Alan Cranston. And he had a terrific Republican opponent named Ed Schall. And he was running for the U.S. Senate, and the Republican once upon a time was held to have an advantage over Senator Cranston. He was ahead in the polls. And one of the things that happened is a group of people got together, and they were people who were strongly supporting Cranston and strongly opposed to Zhao. And they poured a bunch of money. At the time, it was considered a fortune. Of course, things have changed. Now it would have to be millions. Then it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. They donated to a third-party candidate from the American Independent Party that was aligned with George Wallace that would draw, and it ended up drawing just enough votes away from the Republican candidate going to this independent candidate to actually tilt the election and get Cranston reelected. Now, never mind that. After the election, the people who, based on their favoring a Democrat, actually went and gave money to somebody else, were prosecuted. It was in violation of election laws in California. And right now, the Democrats are doing this all over the country. And the one thing that people should keep in mind is try to watch out for ads that, and part of what they do in these ads is they say, biggest supporter of President Trump, always loyal to President Trump, always backing President Trump, a real Trump Republican. And basically what they're trying to do is nominate people who are going to have a tough time winning. And you may say, oh, well, that's great, so long as they're supporting Trump. Well, again, it doesn't do any good if what you're trying to do is to win a majority of the United States Senate and a majority of the United States House. And given some of the terrible choices that we were talking about, there's people like the front runner in these for the Senate seat in Missouri right now, Eric Reitens, is unelectable in a general election. Because of his personal record. And yes, this stuff matters. And yes, this is a dirty trick, and it is a desperate ploy. Again, as reported in the Wall Street Journal, the Democrats are literally pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into this. It's an outrage. And it's dangerous and extremely negative. 1-800-955-1776. This brings us to part of what we are dealing with today, which is the much hyped, as it always is, but very significant series of witnesses and interviews and material that was put forward by the committee investigating the disaster of January 6th. And some of what you will be hearing and what the whole country heard was they heard two witnesses who basically covered the whole hearing. One of them was Greg Jacob, who was the chief counsel to Vice President Mike Pence. And one of the things that he testified about was the fact that John Eastman, who was a law professor, who by the way, has views of legal issues concerning the election and the vice president's possible role in conducting the election or announcing the counting of electoral votes, has points of view that are very, very far from the mainstream. And in fact, they are ridiculous. Who says they're ridiculous? Well, Michael Luttig, who for years he was one of the leading conservative jurists in the country and considered frequently for Supreme Court positions when President Bush was appointing Chief Justice Roberts and Sam Alito to the Supreme Court. And remember, he tried to appoint a former aide named Harriet Myers at one point. Luttig was always on those lists as someone who would be appointed. He's now 68, so he's not going to be appointed anymore anywhere to the Supreme Court. But he is a major scholar and an eminent jurist and someone with a great conservative reputation. And he's actually somebody who John Eastman was once a law clerk for. Who is John Eastman? He is a former law professor at Chapman University, and he's somebody who authored the idea that the vice president, acting on his own, can go ahead and decertify or send back to the states slates of presidential electors that have been duly elected and certified, but that he, the vice president, disagrees with. Anybody think it's a good idea to infuse future vice presidents like Kamala Harris with that kind of power? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
He's smart. He's tough. He's sharp.
Michael Medved.
He's not going to allow bad things to continue to happen to this country that we all love.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael Medved.
The deal, I'm like, I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael Medved Show.
Maybe even more can start going on in the mind of AOC and the rest of Americans. One of the things that I think changes after today And I didn't hear all of the hearings. I didn't hear the end of them, but I understand there were dramatic revelations. One of the things that I have heard is that Mike Pence, apparently, as he was getting into a car to get out of danger, is he said to one of his aides, do you know who's driving this car? There was a fear that the vice president had as to his personal safety, given the fact that he had been surrounded by so many people, and the stories are abundant here. Mike Pence showed real courage in not allowing President Trump to order him to do something that would have been profoundly dangerous to our constitutional order and would have been incredibly destructive to the country. Just to explain for a moment, the essence of this discussion was what it is that January 6th was supposed to see happen. The way it had worked in every single election, without exception, is that basically the vice president formally receives from all 50 states the electoral votes and the votes of the properly constituted electors, because once the electors are selected and they're selected back in their home states and they are named and they are real people and then the electors cast their votes, there have been a couple of occasions where we've had what they call faithless electors or unfaithful electors, where people were elected, for instance, to back Hillary Clinton, because she did win a bunch of electoral votes, but some of the electors she won actually decided, what the heck, it's just a formality, so they cast votes for Indian leaders, pardon me, Native American leaders, who really weren't on the ballot at all and didn't deserve it. So basically, I think there's been a fairly unanimous sense that this part of the Electoral College system really should be fixed, so that if you are voting for Donald Trump and Donald Trump carries your state, let's say you live in the state of Texas, which Donald Trump certainly carried last time, then all the electors from Texas, and in this next election there will be 40 of them, that all those 40 electors go to Donald Trump. That's the way the system works or doesn't work right now. What basically Trump was saying, based entirely on this totally crackpot theory by John Eastman, was he was saying that Mike Pence, who was supposed to simply preside over the voting, the opening and the casting of the electoral votes that have already been cast, that he reject those electoral votes and basically send it back to the states, say we can't accept these electors that have already been selected and verified and certified by the state legislatures. And this was based on the idea that because most of the disputed states, in fact, all of the disputed states, had legislatures that were dominated by Republicans, and that the Republicans, even though the certified votes had shown that Biden had won some of those states, and some of those states by big margins, Michigan and Pennsylvania, was 80,000 in Pennsylvania. It wasn't a small margin. In any event, this is the way the hearings began today, with a clip of Greg Jacob, who is a former chief counsel to Pence, one of his two primary aides, his chief legal counsel. And he's also, by the way, a law clerk of Michael Luttig, who was a longtime appellate court judge who was also there answering questions. Greg Jacob talked about John Eastman admitting in front of Trump 2 days before that January 6th fateful day that the pressure campaign to get Pence to discard electoral votes was illegal and ridiculous. Clip 20.
When exactly did President Trump know that it would be illegal for Mike Pence to refuse to count electoral votes? Here is one sample of testimony given by one of the witnesses before us today, the Vice President's General Counsel.
Did John Eastman ever admit, or, you know, in front of the President, that his proposal would violate the Electoral Count Act?
I believe he did on the 4th.
That was January 4th, 2 days before the attack on Congress.
Okay, 2 days before the attack on Congress, what he is admitting is that President Trump was at a meeting and he heard John Eastman admit that his plan violated the law, that the pressure campaign against Pence to try to get Pence to discard electoral votes wouldn't work. There's also a White House lawyer working not on the Pence staff, but on the Trump staff named Eric Hirschman. This is what he said in response to John Eastman's, the law professor's, theory that Pence, all by himself, could decide the election. Here's how he reacted, 21.
Hold on a second, I want to understand what you're saying. You're saying that you believe the vice president, acting as president of the Senate, can be the sole decision maker as to, under your theory, who becomes the next president of the United States? And you said yes. I said, are you out of your effing mind? Right? And I, well, that was pretty blunt. I said, you're completely crazy. I said, you're going to turn around and tell 78 plus million people in this country that your theory is this is how you're going to invalidate their votes because you think the election was stolen. And I said, they're not going to tolerate that. I said, you're going to cause riots in the streets. And he said, words to the effect of, there's been violence in the history of our country, Eric, to protect the democracy or protect the republic.
Okay, violence in the history of our country, and that's okay with him? The question here would be, let's say that Vice President Pence had tried to do what basically is being called for here. He was presiding on that day over a joint session of Congress, and that's not just Republicans, even though it has been almost entirely Republican witnesses here and Republican experts who have been used at the January 6th hearings. It wasn't just Republicans that Pence was presiding over. He's presiding over all the senators and all the representatives. If he says we're going to discard these electoral votes, how is it exactly he expects the Democratic senators and the Democratic representatives to react? And remember, the Democratic representatives are already a majority. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Futures markets were sharply lower just one day after the Fed hiked interest rates, the largest in three decades, in an effort to put a lid on rising inflation. Here is Revere Wealth Management market strategist Scott Fullman.
The Swiss National Bank raised their interest rate by 50 basis points, and that move was completely unexpected. But we also saw a 25 basis point increase out of London this morning.
So far this year, interest rates are up 1.5%.
As Russia kept up attacks in eastern Ukraine on Thursday, a Ukrainian official said that tens of thousands of people have been killed since the start of the war in February. The Ukrainian defense minister specified the death toll in an interview, saying that the number of dead is well above all official accounts that have been reported thus far. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Obviously, he's a pretty smart cookie.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Trump has not agreed to participate in these hearings. And you wonder why not. He clearly, what he did with his 12-page response to the first two sessions of the January 6th hearings. This is the third session that was originally supposed to be yesterday. They postponed it by one day to get more material together. And they delivered it today, this afternoon. And by the way, carried on Fox. And congratulations to Fox. And some of the commentary on Fox, some of the legal commentary by people like our friend Andrew McCarthy, was excellent. It was fair. It was nonpartisan. It was, dare I say it, fair and balanced. And this is part of what you heard at the community. It's President Trump speaking to a huge crowd, and nobody knows, I mean, even to this day, how many thousands of people actually had come out at President Trump's summons. He had sent out a tweet when he was still doing tweets, not just Truth Social. President Trump sent out a tweet saying, come to Washington, D.C. on January 6th when they're going to be counting electoral votes. It will be wild. Now, one of the questions that I would ask President Trump is, what did you mean by it will be wild? If he means by that that nothing like this has ever happened before by any other president or any other presidential candidate or any other would-be president challenging the votes after they have been cast, after they have been counted, after they have been certified to demand that those votes be done over, to threaten, as was part of the Eastman plan, to basically have the military take over the voting machines. One of the questions maybe to think about. And I'd be fascinated what people would answer is, how could this have come down differently than it did? How was this scheme and this march and this attempt to take over the Capitol ever going to work? And how is it possible, given what Trump is saying? And remember, this is saying literally moments before he says, I want you to go march up to the Capitol building. We're all going to go there together. He said he was going to lead people personally. He was going to go there personally. And listen to some of the responses from people who were interviewed in the crowd right after Trump spoke. This is clip 22.
Mike Pence is going to have to come through for us. And if he doesn't, that will be a sad day for our country. And Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now.
I'm telling you what, I'm hearing the Pence. I'm hearing the Pence just caved.
No.
Is that true?
I didn't.
I'm hearing reports that Pence caved.
No.
I'm telling you, if Pence caved, we're going to drag mother through the streets. You politicians are going to get drugged through the streets.
Yes.
I guess the hope is that there's such a show of force here that Pence will decide to just do the right thing, according to Trump.
Bring him out! Bring him out! Bring him out!
Bring him out!
And that's them chanting, hang Mike Pence. Now, one of the things that came out in the hearings today was his chief of staff, Mark Short, had been so concerned by some of the negativity generated toward Vice President Pence that he alerted the Secret Service and demanded extra protection for the vice president because of the hostility that had been communicated in private by the President of the United States. We've never had anything like this. Yes, it's true. Andrew Jackson had once said it was when he was retired. He had asked about his mistakes, and he said one of the two regrets he had was that he had never shot Henry Clay or hanged John C. Calhoun. John C. Calhoun was his vice president. But he was, well, as much as Andrew Jackson did, he was teasing. There was never any attempt by Andrew Jackson to actually hang John C. Calhoun. The question here becomes, what if Mike Pence had gone the other way? How would it have happened if he had said, okay, the floor was opened up to objections to any body of electors, any state's electoral votes, and they actually voted. They took objections on Pennsylvania and on Arizona. And in both of them, there were votes cast, and there were some people who voted to overturn the votes, but a very clear and decisive majorities, and virtually all Democrats voted to recognize the electoral votes that had already been formally cast. So the question becomes, what if after all of those votes have been certified and they've gone through the process, and many, many of the states had already had multiple recounts. In Arizona, they kept recounting time and time and time again. With all of that going on, what happens if Mike Pence actually says, no, we're not going to count these votes and we're going to delay this and violate the constitutional dates that are actually stipulated for getting all of this done? And clearly what happens, it goes to the Supreme Court. Now, here is Pence's lawyer, Greg Jacob, talking about his conversation with Professor Eastman, who is now basically in charge of implementing the president's plan, about what would happen when this entire case came to the Supreme Court. This is clip 44.
His theory would lose 9-0, correct?
The next morning,
starting around 11 or 11:30, we met for an hour and a half to 2 hours. And in that meeting, I've already described the text, structure, history conversation, but we started walking through all of that. And I said, John, basically what you have is some text that may be a little bit ambiguous, but then nothing else that would support it, including the fact that nobody would ever want that to be the rule. Wouldn't we lose 9-0 in the Supreme Court? And again, he initially started, well, maybe you'd only lose 7-2, but ultimately acknowledged that no, we would lose 9-0. No judge would support his argument.
Okay, no judge would support his argument is because it would, if that argument were supported, it would be a disaster for the future of the republic. In other words, if you put the vice president in charge of validating electoral votes, people ask about the example of Al Gore, who was our sitting vice president when it was his job to certify and announce that George W. Bush had been elected by a margin of 527 votes. When Richard Nixon in 1961, he was sitting vice president. He had to preside over the announcement that, yes, John Kennedy had been reelected in one of the closest elections, not reelected, elected for his only time in one of the closest races ever in American history. And one of the things that it's so important that people understand is that this is not even in the top 10 among close elections. In other words, it is ludicrous that people are actually believing that the constitutional fathers, who were so brilliant and full of foresight, would have wanted a single individual, the vice president of the United States of all people, to decide an election. We'll be right back.
You are speaking truth.
Bed.
Your brilliance, shining light onto this, speaking your truth, is nothing short of heroic.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved, marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, not an assignment, but a challenge. And the challenge is, after the third day of hearings on the January 6th committee, first of all, President Trump, in responding to the committee, has said that the committee is illegal. He's also said numerous times in his written response that it is illegal and it is treasonous and that it is traitorous. And what's the best case you can make that that's true, that it's illegal? The committee was set up by a vote of the House of Representatives, and a vote of the House of Representatives that actually had some bipartisan support. And one of the people who had voted for setting up this committee, or for setting up an investigation on January 6th, Nancy Mace, who is a terrific member of Congress and a courageous member of Congress, She had been one of President Trump's targets. She won comfortably and easily in South Carolina, which is a very conservative state. She had the support in that of Nikki Haley, by the way. But the one thing to think about is, again, of outcomes. We all know now how January 6th worked out. It worked out to ruin lives of some people. Some of the people with ruined lives, the people who were seriously injured, including 140 police officers who were hospitalized, the destruction of property, and you can watch the videos of the destruction of property, the smashing of glass, the sacking of offices, people storming the Capitol. And then, of course, the 800 people who have been indicted and charged, and some of them even sentenced, and some of them even imprisoned now. And there will be more. So how could it have worked out well, any of it? In other words, when you talk about a demonstration, and you're calling a demonstration in Washington, D.C., one of the key questions that makes it so important that at some point President Trump be questioned for all of this, especially given the fact that he is reported to be considering even an early announcement to run for a third a time and to announce his candidacy before the midterm elections. What's the outcome Trump could have hoped for? Because once you've had an election and you've lost the popular vote by more than 7 million votes, it's twice the margin that Hillary had when she won the popular vote. But she lost the election and she accepted it. The question is, for some candidate who won't accept an election, the only ways you contest an election are either with the Congress of the United States, where there is no will at all to overturn this election, or with the courts. And they've had 62 different lawsuits attempting to challenge some of these results. None of them have worked. And some of these are judges. There are a dozen of the people who were adjudicating these cases who were appointed by Donald Trump. More than half of them were appointed by a Republican president or a previous Republican president. Some of them appointed by Reagan, by George W. Bush. I mean, really, what is going on here with this thought about deciding the outcome of an election, not in court, not in Congress, not in state legislatures, not in the ballot box, but in the streets, with people marching with their paraphernalia and their flags and their flagpoles. This is one of those things that ought to be clear to everybody. And the one thing that is most important, if Trump is going to be at all a credible candidate for his party's nomination, will be at least explaining what he had in mind. Because the demonstration that he had called for on January 6th, was a last chance demonstration. Remember, he had a demonstration before that, just a couple of weeks before that, where people were marching around the Capitol building following the Walls of Jericho scenario from the Bible, and they took shofars and they were blasting their horns, and they went around, I think, seven times walking around the Capitol building to try to undo the results of the election. There were serious people who were saying they were willing to sacrifice their lives to have the election result undone. In what sense is that American? I'm serious about this, because if people want to say, well, it's like the Boston Tea Party. The Boston Tea Party, they were objecting to a specific government policy. It wasn't a question about are we going to follow legal, lawful means when it comes to determining who leads the government? And that wasn't what the revolution was about. It wasn't about a personality. It wasn't, oh, we're going to replace King George by somebody. It was basically about individual rights. And one of the most sacred rights is the right of the people to choose their own representatives, which is why undermining the entire system of elections that we have built up fairly successfully and consistently over more than 200 years. Speaking of 200 years, there's a movie that is unforgettable. It really is one of those few films that deserves that characterization. And it takes place in 850 A.D. And it's just now released on DVD and for streaming. It was great on the big screen. How about the small screen for The Northman?
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A Viking prince sees his father murdered before his eyes and then dedicates his whole life to seeking revenge in the haunting and gorgeous epic The Northman, now available on Blu-ray.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
What is that?
A kingdom. And night by night, we will carry out my pledge of vengeance.
That's Alexander Skarsgård and Anya Taylor-Joy, who together with Nicole Kidman and the rest of a capable cast, helped bring 9th century Scandinavia to otherworldly, to other life. The visionary writer-director Robert Eggers, best known for The Lighthouse and The Witch, uses actual Icelandic and Danish thousand-year-old tales as his source material, with scrupulous and eye-popping attention to historical details of that brutal era. Rated R for brutal but unforgettable imagery, 4 stars for the ferocious The Northman. And speaking of ferocious, we have a ferocious problem with inflation, with the diving Dow, with gas prices, with the future growth of our economy. What does the immediate future and long-term future mean economically in terms of your life, your investments? We'll talk to New York Times economist Peter Coy next time on the Medved Show. We'll also look at a new Gallup poll that shows 6 in 10 Americans believe the government must do more to address the effects of slavery. Does that mean that the idea of slavery reparations is making a comeback? Will the Democrats introduce it into the election campaign as a last-minute desperation ploy? We will be talking about that tomorrow, Friday. And this headline, disturbing, from the Hill website. The headline, Israel in Iran, 5 minutes to Armageddon. What precisely does that mean? And then the controversy over Lightyear. Yes, it's the origin story, and it's spectacular. It's a Disney Pixar film. Well, what could go wrong? What could go wrong is controversy around the world, with many Islamic countries banning the film because of a 2-second gay kiss. We'll talk about it and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.